take your Bibles with me, please, and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Okay, and just in view of our welcoming four new members into the church, I thought it would be profitable for us to consider the oneness of the church as it is being expressed here at the Lord's Supper this morning. So you've turned to 1 Corinthians 10. I would like to read from verses 14 to 22. Verse 14, "Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. You judge what I say. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body. For we all partake of the one bread. Look at the nation Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers in the altar? What do I mean then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers in demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons, or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? We are not stronger than he, are we?" Well, a common part of the Corinthian society were idol feasts. It was so woven into their society that even some of the believers in the Corinthian church, they were participating in these festivities. And they didn't realize what they were doing by their participation. So Paul here explains in verses 19 to 22 that by their participation in the feast, they were actually uniting themselves with the worshipers, and they were identifying themselves with the idols. This is why they were in danger of provoking God to jealousy. It was because of what they were saying by their participation. Now, as Paul exhorts the Corinthian believers not to participate in these pagan feasts, he appeals to the significance of their participation in the Lord's Supper. You notice this in verses 16 and 17. He says in verse 16, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." So when we participate in the Lord's Supper, there is far more involved in what we are doing here than just taking a little piece of bread and drinking from a cup. Our participation in the Lord's Supper, it implies certain things. This all has meaning. To participate in the Lord's Supper is to identify ourselves with all that this stands for, with all that it symbolizes. The emphasis of these two verses is upon the oneness of the Lord's people as it is expressed in the Lord's Supper. The emphasis here is upon our joint participation in Christ and in his atonement. If you would notice verse 16, here he says, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ?" That word sharing in, you know the Greek word for that is koinonia. It's commonly translated fellowship. That's how it's translated in chapter 1 of Corinthians. And then verse 9, it says, "God is faithful through whom we were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Koinonia, it literally means to have in common. What we have in common with one another is the Lord Jesus. What we have in common is that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. As it says here, we share in the blood of Christ and in the body of Christ. So as we come to the Lord's Supper, we give expression of our oneness together in Christ Jesus. So in spite of our many differences that we may have, yet we have this one thing in common with other Christians, and that is we share in the saving benefits of the Lord Jesus' death. There is nothing else in all of life that is more important than this, that Christ is our Savior. We're all partakers of the same saving mercy. We're all partakers of the same saving grace. We've all been washed in the same fountain for uncleanness and for sin. We've all been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And so he says in verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. All of us here share in that if we know the Lord Jesus. Now that should knit our hearts together like nothing else possibly can. This is our bond as Christians. And whenever there's disunity within the church, it's always because Christ has been pushed aside. John MacArthur, he says of the Lord's Supper, it is communing with the Lord and with his people, celebrating our common salvation and eternal life. It is the ultimate fellowship of believers while we are here on earth and reflects the perfect fellowship we will have in heaven. It is much more than a symbol. It is a profound celebration of common spiritual experience when we remember his death for us, his becoming sin for us, his taking our penalty upon himself, his redeeming us, all of which are represented by his shed blood. We participate in the most intimate and real communion with him and with all others in him. In verse 17, Paul speaks of the one bread that we use in the Lord's Supper. He says in that verse, since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. So this one loaf of bread, it gives expression of our oneness together in Christ. When we come to the table of the Lord, we're reminded that God saved us, and he didn't leave us isolated from one another. He didn't just leave us on our own. He united us to his body, which is the church. Paul uses that same language of one body in Corinthians 12 in order to emphasize the oneness of the people of God. This is what he says in that chapter. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, all of the members of the body, though they are many, are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free. And I would just pause there saying, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your social standing, whether you're very rich or very poor, together we've been brought to the Lord Jesus. He says, we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. There should be no division in the body, but the members should have the same care for one another. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. Paul told the same thing to the Roman church. He says, for just as we are many members in one body, and all of the members do not have the same function, so we who are many, we are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. What this is telling us is we're no longer to see ourselves as just mere individuals. When God saved us, he made us a part of his covenant people. That's how we're to see ourselves. We are one of and one with his people. Ephesians 2, it says, remember that you were at that time, when you weren't Christians, at that time you were separated from Christ, you were excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, you were strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off, you've been brought near by the blood of Christ. He goes on to say, so then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. You are of God's household. This is what we give expression to every time we partake of the one bread. Our oneness in Christ Jesus is the reason that Paul gave this exhortation to the Philippians. He says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you to regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Our oneness together is the basis for Paul's exhortation in Corinthians 12. He says, if one member suffers, all of the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all of the members rejoice with it. You are Christ's body and individually members of it. He says the same thing to the Roman church. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Now, why would we do that? It's because we are one in Christ Jesus. We can't help but do that. It's because we're one in Christ and we're to have that bond of love in Christ. But as we come to the table this morning, let's partake of the bread and of the cup with hearts just filled with thankfulness to the Lord that he has brought in us into his own family. We are sons and we're daughters of God because of Christ Jesus, and we're also one with one another.